Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Learning.
Yes.
That seems to be the theme today.
It is the theme today.
Did you plan it that way?
Maybe.
It's Monday. You know what's really funny? It's Monday, and I forgot it was Monday. I'm like, I'm thinking, where is Raymond, our Lutheran Young Adult Corps? He's not here on Mondays.
It's a Monday.
That's why Mondays are so hard. I miss Raymond. He's assigned to another location on Mondays. He helps out at the, I think, a food bank on Mondays. So a food pantry. And boy, we sure do miss him on Mondays.
It's true.
He's so talented. Well, learning is what we're all about today. And we're going to head to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. The Reverend Dr. Randall Ferguson, he's Director of Christian Service at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Dr. Ferguson, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Coffee Hour. How are things at beautiful Concordia University, Wisconsin this morning?
Oh, they're fantastic. We're waiting for our snow in a few hours.
it's coming upon you later today.
Yeah, I think it's going to hit mostly northern Wisconsin, but we're going to get a few inches.
That's funny because it feels like spring way down here in St. Louis today.
It's a balmy 50.
Rub it in, Sarah.
I mean, it's raining, so it's not like it's...
Oh, okay.
So you're the Director of Christian Service at Concordia, Wisconsin. What exactly does that mean? What do you get to do in that position?
Oh, I get to live my vocation. It's awesome. This is a new position that we created about a year and a half ago. Because we saw a hole in the services that we provide to our community. So in my position, I coordinate many of the service endeavors that happen on campus, track service hours. We post that on our website, encourage service across campus. And I think most importantly, work to foster partnerships with community nonprofits so that our students have places to live their faith in their volunteer efforts, and those nonprofits get our students to help them fulfill their mission as well.
When I was a student at Concordia Chicago, and I don't know if this was the same for you, Andy, but we were required to do service learning hours, and those were some of my best memories from Concordia was having those opportunities to reach out to and partner with the organizations in Chicago. What is the need for that style of service learning at Concordia?
Right. Well, I wouldn't say it's a unique need for Concordia. It's an important need for any endeavor in higher education. Service learning is a powerful pedagogy that allows students to enhance what they learn in the classroom out in the real world. Of course, we put our special spin on it because we emphasize our Christian faith. So it's another way to live our faith, to live the gospel of Jesus Christ, to be agents for change in the communities around us and around the world.
What type of, in what ways might students be serving as they work through service learning?
Do you have 3 or 4 hours? I mean, the community partners that we work with are just all over the place. So you've got health facilities, you've got homeless facilities, you've got food pantries, a ministry to help parents of Down syndrome children, Family Sharing, which is an organization that supplies clothing and food to those in need, a place of refuge, which helps women who have made the decision to keep their babies, even though they don't have a lot of support doing that. We work with an organization, Porto Industries, that ministers to adults with cognitive disabilities, and the list just goes on and on.
Earlier, you mentioned that you get to live out your vocation. When we asked, you know, how is this, or what are you doing? You get to live out your vocation. What does that mean? Can you elaborate on that a little more?
Absolutely. Here at Concordia, we hope we're just not a degree mill, but we want to transform the lives of our students. And we want them to think not in terms of getting a job, but in terms of bringing together the passion that God has created in our hearts for something. What do we really enjoy doing? And the skills with which God has gifted us. And you bring those two together to make a difference in the world, to help others. And so that's your vocation, whether it's teaching, whether it's in athletic training, whether it's as an occupational therapist, whether it's doing marketing and in the world of business, wherever one is, this very Lutheran notion of vocation, of God's calling, is what we emphasize here.
So this service learning minor, this is a new thing for Concordia, Wisconsin. What is the mission behind this minor, or what will this program help students to be able to do, and what does it partner well with?
Right. Well, it's motivated, or the impetus for this program is our mission statement. We're a Lutheran higher education community committed to helping students develop in mind, body, and spirit for service to Christ and the church and the world. So at the heart of our mission statement is this notion of service. So this particular program, and it's a minor, so it can complement any major that a student might have, is specifically and strategically formed to enhance our mission statement. And throughout these courses, students will be engaging in community endeavors, service learning endeavors, and we'll be connecting with nonprofits. And so we're selling it as a way to enhance one's ability to be agents of change, regardless of your vocation, but also especially if you're interested in working for a nonprofit one day, this would be a wonderful academic program for you to take.
What about preparing for service? Will the students be, will there be classroom time? What will they be studying or learning perhaps before they go out to serve in the community? And how will they then take what they've learned out in the community and use that in the classroom? What will they do with that experience once they've done something and served in the community?
Right. Well, it's a both-and question. I don't believe in just filling your head with lots of ideas and then going out and practicing those ideas. I think you learn as you go, mm-hmm. and you reflect as you go. So in each course in this program, there will be theory, but there will also be practice, and they'll go hand in hand, and they'll feed off each other. Would it be helpful if I just quickly ran through the courses that comprise the program?
Sounds good.
So the introductory course is Perspectives on Christian Service. And here we'll take a theological look at why people do service. And, of course, we'll emphasize and highlight our scriptural perspective that service is about living our faith. It's not to please God. It's not to feel good about ourselves, but it's a way of advancing God's kingdom. And then they'll take a community engagement course. Well, they'll learn about the various issues that mostly cities struggle with. And how they can be agents of change in those cities. So we'll bring in nonprofits to talk about how they try to make a difference and help others. There's also a servant leadership course. So we want this program to be not just about service, but also about leadership. So we'll give them a biblical Christian perspective on how to be leaders. And then there's a course in cross-cultural communication where they learn to communicate with people from various cultures and ethnicities. And then finally, a practicum where they will connect with a particular nonprofit for an entire semester and strive to be an agent of change to help that the ministry of that nonprofit.
How do you even go about building, developing a curriculum like this? I mean, I don't even know where you would begin. I mean, have you seen other programs that you've gleaned some ideas from? Have you, how did this idea begin as a seed and then grow from the ground up?
Right. So a couple years ago, I had it in my mind to do something like this. I've been thinking about it for a long time. And so we formed a service learning initiative here at Concordia. And without much recruitment at all, 20-plus faculty members signed up for it. So we have a heart for this on our campus. So we formed a committee, met every month. And then one of our committee members, Dr. John Horgan out of history, said, hey, let's turn this into an academic program. And the rest of us said, hey, great idea. So initially we thought a major might limit the number of students that take it. How about a minor that would be more versatile for any major? And so then we did some research, hit the internet, best practices, worked with Dan Buten's research in his book, Service Learning in Theory and Practice. And we found out that there's only about 30 such programs in the entire country. And most of those are at secular institutions that emphasize community engagement, which is a broader term, a broader endeavor than service learning. And so only a handful of faith-based Christian service leadership-related academic programs. And so we thought we have a nice niche here to run with. And so from that beginning, then we've just been working to build up the various courses that we think should go into this program.
Just about a minute left. What do you hope this program will inspire young people to do moving forward?
Right. To fulfill our mission statement, to make a difference, so we hope that we can have a transformational influence on them. Our president, President Ferry, always says our mission statement is not completed until our graduates are out in the community making a difference, living their faith, advancing God's kingdom. And we believe that this curriculum is a small part of that endeavor.
When does this program begin? When does this minor become available? Are students eligible to enroll now?
Well, we're going to start teaching it this fall. Students begin registering for next year's classes in a couple of weeks. And so we're going to offer two classes next year. And then the rest of the curriculum will offer the following year. So we're launching it officially this fall.
Outstanding. The Reverend Dr. Randall Ferguson, Director of Christian Service at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for being our guest this morning on the Coffee Hour.
Thanks so much, Andy and Sarah. Blessings on your day.
Thank you. You too. That was fun. It's a good day of learning.
It is. Makes me want to go back to school.
There you go. Sounds like actually it would have been a fun major, but yeah, I understand.
I kind of want to go great take these courses.
Check it out, cuw.edu. Very cool. Blessings on your day. We have lots of fun topics this week, too. Can't wait to get to them. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.